many secrets of staying happy? If you know one, you need to tell Mama. I mean, Panda Mama. Hi, my sweetie. You're listening to your favorite bedtime stories by Panda Mama. And this story about this girl who had this special secret for staying happy. And what was that? Listen to the story. Once upon a time, in the cheerful town of Udaipur, there lived a little girl named Lily, who had a special secret for staying happy. Lily was known for her contagious laughter and her ability to spread joy wherever she went. But like all kids, Lily sometimes faced moments that made her feel angry. Now, like one day, Lily was playing with her friend Benny, and accidentally Benny made her block of towers fall. Seeing this, Lily was angry and her face turned red. And that moment she remembered the magical advice her grandmother had shared with her one day. The secret of controlling anger with a simple act, and that was sipping water. Taking a deep breath, Lily decided to give it a try. She walked over to the table, poured a glass of water, and took tiny sips. As the cool water passed through her lips, she could feel the anger slowly, slowly fading away. It was really like a magical potion that soothed her nerves. And Lily realized that sipping water not only cooled her down, but also helped her think more clearly. Now, instead of reacting with frustration, she looked at Benny and said, it's okay, my friend. Accident happened. Let's build an even bigger tower together. It's okay. Now, hearing this, Benny was surprised. Instead of being angry, Lily was just okay. She was just nice to him. Now, what Lily's unique way of dealing with anger soon became the talk of the town. And now, with Benny, all the kids in the town started practicing the art of sipping water. So whenever they faced frustration or any situation like that, they made sure they sip water. And soon this town became a happier and more peaceful place ever. Now one day, Lily overheard some group of kids arguing with each other. They were arguing about who had the best toy, and their faces showed sign of anger. Now Lily, being the wise friend as she was, she approached them with her cup of water. And she said,
Hey, my friend, why don't we all just take a sip of water and talk about our favorite toys instead? Let's not fight. And soon all the kids agreed.
And they sipped water together. And the moment they sipped water, all the negative energy just evaporated. Now these kids started sharing their stories. They were taking interest in each other. They were laughing and having meaningful conversations. Now can you see that how Lily's simple trick not only helped control anger, but also transformed negative conversation into positive ones. Now as the time passed, Lily's story reached to Udaipur and everybody knew about Lily's way of tackling frustration. And soon everybody in the town, they started organizing Sip of Happiness Day. Interesting, isn't it? So on that day, the whole town started gathering in the park and each person used to hold a cup of water. And soon that city became the happier city ever. Because whenever anyone, any parents, anyone got upset, angry, frustrated, they just sipped water. Lily's magical secret had turned into a town tradition. And from that day forward, whenever someone felt upset or encountered a negative conversation, the people of Udaipur would take a pause and will sip water. So my darling, whenever you are upset, you are angry, you are frustrated, and to control that anger, you just need to celebrate Sip of Happiness. You know how? By just sipping water. And yes, don't forget to carry your water bottle wherever you go, yeah? Promise? But now you have to promise that you will sleep on time. Would you? Now let's, my darling, close our eyes. Close. And say, good night, Panda Mama. Good night.